Like so many annual events affected by the pandemic, the Edmonds Festival of Lights was canceled for the past two winters. Many disappointed kids, who likely thought the Grinch himself had a hand in taking away all the holiday fun, will surely be all smiles again, because the festival is officially back. Lindy McQueen, chair of Edmonds Festival of Lights Committee, is thrilled to announce the popular one-day-only community event, taking place at the Edmonds Community Center on Saturday, November 26, 2022, from 2:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. This free, fun-filled afternoon includes live entertainment, snacks, crafts, and activities for kids of all ages, and is set to happen rain or shine. Always considered a nice way to kick off the holiday season, many families from Burnaby make the festival a yearly tradition and are excited to see it return, putting the past 2 years of disappointments behind us. Returning to normal is welcome by all. The whole gym is open to non-profits who can set up booths, displays, and activities for children. There will be face painting, make your own lanterns, it's all very hands-on, very geared to kids, and always lots of fun, says McQueen. Expect to find Santa Claus there too, sitting in his big chair, with helper elves taking photos of the big guy with visiting kids using their parents' smartphones. There'll be sugar cookie decorating, with frosting and sprinkles, of course, plus the popular passport program. Kids get a stamp in their festival passport at each booth they visit in the community center, and at around 5 p.m., those passports are collected. One lucky name will be drawn for the opportunity to officially light the outdoor plaza's Christmas tree with the Honorable Mayor Mike Hurley. It's like something out of a Hallmark movie, except without the fake snow, laughs McQueen. Outside the community center on the outdoor plaza, Burnaby firefighters will have hot dogs, cotton candy, hot chocolate with marshmallows, and popcorn. Musical entertainment like Santa's Little Helpers will help to set the tone and spread festive spirit, along with head-in-the-hole photo opportunities for the entire family. Juggling elf stilt walkers and folks in Christmas-themed costumes will add to that ho-ho holiday feeling. There's nothing like an old-fashioned, non-tech holiday event to remind parents and children alike that the simple pleasures during the festive season are really what count the most. Now in its 14th year, which would have been 16 if not for the pandemic, it's not just kids who have been missing the festival. It's been fun watching the kids grow up over the years, says McQueen, and, we are so happy to welcome everyone back.